On Friday night, hundreds of Republican supporters filled a cavernous tobacco warehouse in Smithfield, where the lineup included Tom Tillis, Senator Richard Burr, Governor Pat McCrory, and the guest of honor, Texas Governor Rick Perry.
We need a United States Senate that will stand up and clearly send a powerful message to the White House that we are going to put policies into place that our enemies will fear us and our allies will trust us.
The event was billed as the largest conservative rally in the state, but its purpose was clear. Republicans need 6 seats to regain a majority in the U.S. Senate, and North Carolina has one of those close races that hangs in the balance. Rick Perry entertained the crowd with the story of a North Carolinian who fought at the Alamo and a joke about competing for business with Governor McCrory. Then Perry cut to the chase by saying that if elected, Tillis will do his best to fight for local control for North Carolinians.
He will say no to things like Common Core. He will say no to Race to the Top. We know best how to deliver health care and education to the children and the people of North Carolina. And it's by a governor and the lieutenant governor and the speaker and that majority leader in the Senate working together to make that happen. Your current senator does not know that. Well, she doesn't. Burr does.
With all the national attention focused on this race, it's no surprise that it is likely to be the most expensive in the country this year. The campaigns, along with outside groups, have spent nearly $90 million so far. The race comes down to 2 factors: who exactly comes out to vote in this midterm election year, and whether those voters agree or disagree with both Hagan and Tillis's past records. Tillis told the crowd he's proud of his conservative agenda as state speaker of the House.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I've proven for the last 4 years that when I go and get a job, I do what I say I'm going to do. And sometimes you get criticized for it. But I will not let you down, because the future of this great nation, the greatest nation on the face of the planet, is what's at stake in this election just 11 days away.
The Tillis campaign isn't the only one bringing national political stars to town. On Saturday, the Hagan campaign held a rally in Charlotte featuring Hillary Clinton. On Sunday, the campaign held a couple of highly publicized smaller stops in the Triangle with another national star, introduced by North Carolina's Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall.
The mother's milk to Cecile Richards was a combination of strength, public service, and voice. She learned that from one of the best, her mother, Texas Governor Ann Richards. Let's welcome Cecile.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Cecile Richards heads Planned Parenthood Federation of North America. Her appearance yesterday was clearly meant to draw more women to the polls. Unmarried women who skew Democratic could help decide this election. Cecile Richards' message was designed to appeal to them to support Hagan.
Every single day that she goes to work, she's there to represent the people of North Carolina. Whether it was sponsoring the Lilly Ledbetter Equal Pay Act, Fair Pay Act for women. Whether it's standing up for women's health care and saying it's not your boss's business whether or not you use birth control, it should be your right to be able to make that decision.
Like the Tillis campaign, the Hagan campaign is emphasizing how important it is to get out the vote. Richard said that was crucial to her mother's campaigns for local and statewide office, and it's still crucial today.
Forget the TV ads, right? Forget all the negative campaigning, because that doesn't matter, right? What matters is who goes to the polls and votes. And so I just left a phone bank in Raleigh where we are dialing every voter we can in Raleigh, and they're happening all across the state of North Carolina.
When it came time for Hagan to speak, she stuck with the theme of women's rights. The campaign is doing its best to connect Tillis with the lack of progress for women in North Carolina.
For women in North Carolina whose family, as the family breadwinner, is earning 82 cents on the dollar, that is not good for the bottom line of that family. Husbands want their wives to earn equal pay. Sons want their moms to earn equal pay. And we are going to show the door to Tom Tillis that he has got it wrong in North Carolina.
The latest polls show the race is still very close. Public policy polling puts Hagan 3 percentage points ahead of Tillis. But that is still within the margin of error. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.